Let's get some of Heather's news in the mix.
All right, so if you were mad, you were frustrated, you were angry while you were attempting to watch the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight, there could be something you could do about it, because there is a Florida man who has now filed a class action lawsuit calling Netflix failure legendary, and this guy is suing for breach of contract and other offenses, and he's seeking unspecified damages. So you could become part of this class action lawsuit. Maybe you could get...
Just because of the streaming failure?
Yeah.
Not necessarily just the product.
Well, no, it's more the it's more Netflix's streaming, you know, buffering and failure
dropping,
to actually, to provide the show it was supposed to provide. The fight itself, that's another story.
Yeah.
But no, this guy is suing Netflix. Now, Netflix has kind of acknowledged, obviously, that some of the people watching had some bad experiences, but they still are considering it a pretty huge success. They're now also claiming that 108 million people watched the fight. That's up from the 60 million previously reported.
Oh, I believe it. It was a cultural phenomenon.
Too. Oh, sure.
I believe it as well.
I mean, in our house, we were two different devices trying to get one of them to just stream. We had the TV and a laptop. You just want to watch the fight.
Well,
you were making the problem worse.
You were probably frustrated. So maybe get on that.
Yeah. All the people were doing that as well, making it worse. It was compounding interest.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah. Jason Kelce has been making waves off the field since retiring back in March. He's part of ESPN's Monday Night Countdown, and he brings, some of his humor, his personality, and his football expertise to the national audience. And on Monday, he added something new,
a world record.
Yeah,
this is awesome.
To his football resume. So before the Texans faced the Cowboys, Kelce teamed up with Dude Perfect to break a record of the longest thrown and caught hot dog into a bun.
Right. So he was holding the bun.
Yeah. So he had the bun ready to catch the football.
Yeah.
The hot dog,
yes.
And he did that. Dude Perfect launched the hot dog 167 feet. Kelce stood there waiting with the bun in hand, caught it, setting a new world record.
It was silly, it was fun. Yeah, but that's what he brings is not just the football expertise, but the personality is what people love.
Exactly. So a gruesome accident took place at a food product supplier after an employee became trapped in a machine Monday afternoon. Yikes, happened in Detroit. The incident happened at Hacienda Mexican Foods. They produce, I believe, tortilla chips. Fire crews from the Detroit Fire Department were able to pull this employee from the machine before transporting him to the hospital for treatment. They did not disclose when or where the amputation happened, but they did confirm that the man's arm was removed. Gruesome.
Now, that's pretty gruesome.
Now, speaking of injuries, I've got another one to report. Jay Leno.
Yeah.
He just can't seem to stop hurting himself. He's been kind of accident prone lately. He was spotted on Monday night in Beverly Hills with an eye patch and bruising all over the side of his face. And apparently he fell down a hill at a hotel. I guess he was trying to take some sort of shortcut to get to a restaurant rather than walk down the actual path. He wiped out, hit his head on a rock, gave himself a black eye and just bruising. He did have to go to the hospital, but he performed first and then went to the hospital. He says it's not going to slow him down. He's not going to miss any other shows. He says not a big deal at all, but he's had those accidents. He burned his hands and his face.
Yeah. With his cars.
Yes, and then he had broken bones when he got knocked off of a motorcycle.
Right.
And now this. So.
I love the fact that he's just going to keep doing the things that he loves.
For sure.
Just keep doing it.
Bumps and bruises and all.
Yep.
Comes with the territory. Heather with the news.